The International Bible Lesson for Sunday, September 18, 2016, is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verses 21 through 31. Hear now the word of the Lord from the New International Version, Isaiah chapter 40, verses 21 through 31. Do you not know? Have you not heard? Has it not been told to you from the beginning? Have you not understood since the earth was founded? He sits enthroned above the circle of the earth, and its people are like grasshoppers. He stretches out the heavens like a canopy, and spreads them out like a tent to live in. He brings princes to naught, and reduces the rulers of this world to nothing. No sooner are they planted, no sooner are they sown, no sooner do they take root in the ground, than he blows on them, and they wither, and a whirlwind sweeps them away like chaff. To whom will you compare me, or who is my equal, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes and look to the heavens. Who created all these? Who brings out the starry host one by one, and calls forth each of them by name? Because of his great power and mighty strength, not one of them is missing. Why do you complain, Jacob? Why do you say, Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, my cause is disregarded by my God? Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary, and increases the power of the weak. Even youths shall grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. May the Lord bless this reading of His holy word. International Bible Lessons Commentary, Isaiah 40, 21 through 31. New International Version, Sunday, September 18, 2016, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Study hints for discussion and thinking further to help with class preparation and in conducting class discussion are available on the International Bible Lessons Commentary website, along with the International Bible Lesson, that you may want to read to your class as part of your Bible study. If you are a Bible student or teacher, you can discuss each week's commentary and lesson at the International Bible Lesson Forum. International Bible Lesson Commentary, Isaiah 40, 21. Do you not know? Have you not heard? Has it not been told to you from the beginning? Have you not understood since the earth was founded? When Isaiah asked these questions, he expected a yes answer. His people had no excuse for not knowing and not having heard about the true God. They had the books of Moses, the Psalms, the Proverbs, and perhaps other Bible books that declared in great detail the nature and character of God as the Creator and ruler over all. Even if they had not heard about God from the Scriptures, they had no excuses for not knowing God, as Paul explained in Romans chapter 1. Isaiah 40, 22. He sits enthroned above the circle of the earth, and its people are like grasshoppers. He stretches out the heavens like a canopy, and spreads them out like a tent to live in. Isaiah wrote poetically. However, he may have been inspired to write that the earth was round, a circle, if not a globe. According to Job, he spreads out the northern skies over empty space. He suspends the earth over nothing. Job 26:7. God is the King of creation. And when we think of the great, infinite distance between God and ourselves, we are as small as grasshoppers are to us. Yet God cares for and thinks of each one of us personally, and even sent Jesus Christ to live and die for us. God is far greater than any earthly king, for he spreads out the heavens like a camper would a tent for shelter. And God gives us space to live and move and have our being. Acts 28:17. Heavens may mean our own atmosphere, and the vast universe beyond that includes stars and galaxies, in addition to the dwelling place of God and angels. Amazingly, before the invention of the telescope, God revealed through the Bible that he had created heavens beyond our own immediate atmosphere or heaven. Isaiah 40:23. He brings princes to naught and reduces the rulers of this world to nothing. When we think of world rulers and leaders and those who aspire to places of leadership all the world over, whether they are honorable or dishonorable, God the King is greater than all of them put together. As a matter of fact, their lives are in God's hands. When they have ruled immorally and unjustly for too long, God will bring them to nothing. In similar fashion, as Isaiah learned, God can extend the life and reign of rulers who honor him. See especially 2 Kings chapter 20, verses 1 through 6. God has even saved some rulers from assassination. Isaiah 40:24. No sooner are they planted, no sooner are they sown, no sooner do they take root in the ground, than he blows on them, and they wither, and a whirlwind sweeps them away like chaff. Think of the time and expense that some have given to rule over the earth. In a split second, the great king of the universe can remove them from the earth. In spite of the giant egos of some leaders and those who want to be leaders, those who are immoral and unjust are nothing more than chaff, waste material, separated from a seed after a harvest, and fit for nothing but to be blown away. Isaiah 40:25. To whom will you compare me? Or who is my equal? Says the Holy One. When we read the Old Testament, there is no idol that is equal to God, and God wins every contest against every idol and their priests, just as Elijah called down fire from heaven. Elijah answered the captain, "If I am a man of God, may fire come down from heaven and consume you and your 50 men." Then fire fell from heaven and consumed the captain and his men. 2 Kings chapter 1, verse 10. Unlike false gods and the practices of those who worship them, God is morally pure or holy. If we compare the God of the Bible to the idols and false gods of today, the God of the Bible and the life and ministry of Jesus, the Son of God, remains far superior to any of them in holiness, power, justice, and mercy. Isaiah 40:26. Lift up your eyes and look to the heavens. Who created all these? He who brings out the starry host one by one and calls forth each of them by name. Because of his great power and mighty strength, not one of them is missing. Isaiah encourages us to look up at the stars and remember that God created the heavenly host. Speaking poetically, Isaiah says that the stars come out and shine when God calls them by name and brings them out in great numbers on a starry night. Many of God's attributes are listed in this verse. Isaiah's words emphasize the strength and power of God, who as the Creator of all will comfort us personally and meet our individual needs by name. Just as every star has a name, and God calls them to shine by name. Though we cannot see and number all of them with our naked eyes, and astronomers seem to find new stars often through developing technologies that make atheism a giant leap of disbelief, in spite of all the evidence. God knows the numbers of the stars in the heavens and keeps count whenever He creates a new star. Isaiah 40:27. Why do you complain, Jacob? Why do you say, Israel, My way is hidden from the Lord, My cause is disregarded by my God? Not all of the Jews recognized that they were suffering just punishment for their sins, and that God had told them in advance through the law of Moses and the prophets that He would punish them, as He was doing, if they broke His law and practiced what the nations did in the Promised Land before He destroyed them and helped the Jews establish themselves in the land. They thought God did not see them suffering. Some thought God was unjust. Some thought God was disregarding their rights as the children of God. In the following verses, God responds to their complaint through His prophet. Isaiah 40:28. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the Creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and His understanding no one can fathom. Through Isaiah, God continues to encourage His people throughout all generations by telling them about God's attributes. God is everlasting, so He cannot and will not pass out of existence. God is the Creator of the earth from end to end. God is not like a human being, because God will never faint or grow weary. God will never let us down, because He will not faint in a distressing situation. God will never be unable to help us, because He will never grow weary. For, as Isaiah said, God is great in strength and mighty in power. If we are suffering, we might not understand why, but God understands why, and His understanding, with many reasons only God can understand, is unsearchable. We can pray, and He will explain, when He knows we are ready to understand more of His ways and the whys of them. The first place to go for understanding is always to the Bible, and the most important things to understand are the many truths about God that the Bible reveals. Isaiah 40:29. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Because of who God is, with all of the attributes and more that Isaiah listed, we know that God is capable of giving us the power and wisdom we need in any situation. We may faint because we are in distress, but God will not faint, and He will give us power. We may feel powerless in a situation. If so, we can pray, because God strengthens the powerless, and the Holy Spirit and Jesus pray for us. We may feel faint before we need to do something for God, such as teach a Bible class or counsel someone in need. We can remember that God's Spirit will inspire our prayers, and after our prayers for help, God's power will get us through somehow. Furthermore, God will use us in ways we may never understand to help others, and not always exactly as we expected. Isaiah 40:30. Even youths shall grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. We associate strength and vitality with young people. Young men in battle, or shortly afterward, will often feel faint and be weary. It is obvious that we can become weary after serving the Lord without rest or in arduous and trying circumstances. No matter what our physical makeup or age, there will be times when we are exhausted. These are special times when we should call upon the Lord for help, because He has promised to help us, and He never fails to keep His promises. Isaiah 40:31. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They shall run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. God promises us that if we trust in and rely on Him, then He will renew our strength. Often we will need to wait patiently, knowing the needed strength will be given, perhaps after a long rest, as God helped Elijah rest and fed him. God will lift us up, so we will be able to serve Him once again and not be weary until our tasks are done. We may not run, but perhaps we can walk in serving God, and not faint or quit before our work for God is done. Through Isaiah, God gives hope to His people as they serve Him. Questions for discussion and thinking further. 1. How might Isaiah's words comfort the Jews after they were led into exile and began suffering? 2. What effect might these words of Isaiah have had on those who returned to Jerusalem after their exile? 3. Compare and contrast the attributes Isaiah mentions when the idols of the Old Testament and the false gods some people worship today. 4. What do you feel comforting about these words from Isaiah? In what ways can you apply this Bible lesson to your needs, mentally, physically, and spiritually? 5. Pray for someone that may need the comfort and encouragement of these words from Isaiah. Pray about sharing what you have learned from this lesson with someone who needs encouragement. International Bible Lesson, Power for the Weak and Weary, Sunday, September 18, 2016, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the Creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and His understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Isaiah 40:28-29. When you feel weak and weary, remember God created you and the ends of the earth. God does not grow weak and weary, so you can turn to God and pray for strength and power. God will give you the kind of strength that God knows you need. God is everlasting, so you can depend on God to always be there for you. You may not understand all the reasons God created the world in you, but God created you to turn to Him whenever you have any needs. God will always be ready to help you. In addition, when God created you, God made your mind and body with the ability to heal a bruise or cut, without your thinking unless the injury is severe. Most of the time, once a broken bone is set, it will naturally heal without your needing to do anything extraordinary. You were fearfully and wonderfully made. Psalms 139:14. Because God loves you, God made you in His image with wonderful abilities. How should you respond to such a loving, wise, and all-powerful God? You should love God, seek to serve God, study God's Word, and pray, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." If you become weak and weary in serving God, God has promised to renew your strength. Someday, all God's people will soar on wings like eagles, run and not grow weary, walk and not faint. Isaiah 40:31. Begin or close your class by reading the short, weekly International Bible Lesson. Copyright 2016 by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.